T. Gerard Williams Show. Coming to you live.
All right. Hey, my friends. This is T. Gerard Williams, your host and executive producer of the T. Gerard Williams Show. And my friends, I am excited today to bring on a guest that we haven't had on our show before, coming from a part of the world that we are excited about. Listen, let me introduce our guest for tonight, my friends. I have Tushar Sain on the line. Mr. Sain, are you there?
Yes. Thank you so much for having me here.
All right. We wanted to go ahead and bring you on tonight to share some information with us about your business. I said that you're the CEO of the startup company, Dangrila. Am I saying that correct?
Right.
Dangrila.com. All right. Mr. Sain, would you please tell us a little bit, first of all, about where you're calling from? Tell us just a little bit about yourself, and then we're going to jump into what your business is all about.
Okay. I belong to this part of the world, which is called India, the most progressive part of the world currently. I'm the CEO of Dangrila.com, and so I started this company in July this year. Before that, I have spent about 14 years in banking and finance. I worked with banks like Citibank. And then I decided to take a leap of faith and start this company. So we are still in our infancy because we just started in July. Yeah, that is what about me.
Okay, great. Listen, so I noticed that you threw a plug in about India, the most progressive part of the world. I like that. Yeah. Listen, can I ask you a question? You say you were 14 years in the financial arena?
Yes.
Is this company an offshoot of that or a completely different vein?
It's a completely different domain. This is more of an educational services that I've started, and we focus on B-School Academia, which means students and professors included. So this has got nothing to do with banking per se, but then it has got everything to do with finance, economics, and anything that a business school student would associate himself or herself with.
Okay, so you say you deal with B schools. Is that for B for business, or that's something else?
Yeah, B for business schools.
Okay. So you say that you're the world's first data store for B school students and professors. Is that correct?
Absolutely. We are world's first data store for B school students. Nobody has done that before.
Hold that thought, and we'll be right back in a minute.
If you're talking about it, it's because we're talking about it. The T. Gerard Williams Show. Yeah.
All right, my friends. We just took a little station break just for station identification. We're back with the CEO from Dangrila. .com, our friend Tushar Sain from India. And Mr. Sain, welcome back.
Thank you so much.
All right. Listen, we were talking about the data store for the B students and B school students. I'm sorry, we weren't giving the students any grades here, but B for business school students and professors. What caused you to open up this first of a kind type of business?
Right. So as a student of B school, even though I was part of an elite business school, but we faced this problem, and I think students are still facing the problem. The problem is of data mining. Now what happens is that business school is not just about theory. It's not about textbooks. But textbooks form just about 30% of the entire curriculum. So a B school student basically has about 70% of his life goes into submissions, dissertations, theses, reports, and only 30% I think is textbooks and theory. So what do I mean by submissions and dissertations? Because a B school student would want to prepare presentations every day, every professor would want him to prepare presentations. Case studies, presentations and reports on industries, on economies. And then he will have to have he'll have to submit his dissertations on business ideas. So 70% of his curriculum is about making submissions. Now for these submissions, he has to rely totally on web search. So he goes onto the web and tries to accumulate data as much as he can from the web. Now you know everything on the web is not free, and whatever is free is outdated.
Right.
So if I'm working on any industry, be it banking or IT or automobiles, so when I go on the web, I try to find out about the data pertaining to these industries. The data that I would find basically would be outdated because the relevant and current data is not free. Okay, so then I end up doing, what do I end up doing? I end up making a substandard submission because the data that I would submit and the analytics based on that data would also be outdated, would also not be relevant because the data is outdated. Either I do that or I try and buy this data from various sources like a Bloomberg or a Reuters kind of a thing, which is again completely out of the affordability bracket of a B-school student.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. So the student then, without having the resources, are simply relegated to finding information on the internet that's outdated if they can't afford to pay for it.
Yeah, that is outdated. Unless a student can pull up some strings and you know, talk to his seniors or friends or relatives, any acquaintance that is working in a brokerage firm or a big company wherein he can provide the data to him to complete his submissions.
Oh, okay. So,
right. But that could be done only once, right? So as a student, I cannot go again and again to any of my friends or seniors or relatives to help me out with my submissions every time, right? So that becomes a pain value.
Course. I understand that. So Dongrila offers fresh content then, actually what you're saying, for the students. And so who's doing the data mining for your company to provide for the students and the professors?
So currently we have a team. We have a team who is, so this team is responsible for mining the data and making it relevant to the students. So we don't give students a data dump. We actually process that data, put it into a presentable format, and prepare packages for students. So packages would mean we have packages in, so we have certain sections. We have about 5 sections. In the first section, we are offering coursework. What do I mean by coursework? Anything which would supplement his regular studies, like we have solved case studies. We have solved workbooks on difficult subjects like finance, statistics, operations research. We have guides on interviews, psychometric tests, aptitude tests, which will help him master these tests so that he can then clear his placements, because ultimately that is what any B-school student is looking at, to get placed in reputed companies, right?
Absolutely.
So that is the first category. The second category is sector reports. So we have reports in sectors, about 23 sectors like automobile, cement, FMCG, banking. So we have detailed sector reports on 23 sectors, which the students can just download and start preparing the submission on. Then there is a third category, which is economics. So here we provide economic data of about 25 countries. This economic data is detailed. So detailed economic data of 25 countries. What do I mean by detailed? You'll get economic indicators like GDP, growth, inflation, PMI, IIP, corruption index, and so on and so forth. So job data. Then there's another category, which is market data. Here we provide data on gold, silver, crude oil, energy, agriculture, stocks, bonds of 50 countries. So so this is the category where a student can look at if he's looking at the commodities part of it. And it spans 50 countries, you know. And then we have another section, which is test papers. So usually what happens is that typically a B school student would look up to his seniors to get previous year's test papers, right? But he would get about 2 years, 3 years maximum test papers of previous years from his seniors or from the library. Now, what we've done here is that we have accumulated test papers from more than 10 institutes across across Southeast Asia, and we are providing 5 years of accumulated test papers of about 10 plus institutes in Southeast Asia, which is not available anywhere on the web currently. So a student not only gets exposed to his previous year's paper, but also to other institutes' papers. So he can practice well, you know. So we are raising the bar, is what I mean.
Well, it sounds like you are. It definitely sounds like you're raising the bar. Let me ask you a question before you hit the next segment. How would students and professors and people who are interested and who actually need your service, how would they find you and where would they look for you?
We have a website, dongrilla.com. They can find us there and they can just go through our products, download. So it's very easy. You go through the product, you download, and you just start working on your submissions. And it is good for professors as well. Why am I including professors? Because, it's not just the students who are preparing their submissions and reports. The professors also have to prepare for their lectures. They have to. Some of the professors are even pursuing a PhD. So they also need that kind of data. And they also waste a lot of time mining for this data. Okay, so it'll help professors build their submissions if they are doing a thesis or a PhD. And also it'll help them build their own lecture notes. So my domain is going to help students and professors as well. The entire B-School Academia is what I'm talking about here.
Absolutely. Well, I certainly see how that's helpful. So, my friends, we are talking with the CEO of the startup company, dongrilla.com. Make sure you check out the website that he just told you about, www.dongrilla.com. And you will see that he has everything that he's telling you about that we've already discussed that at your fingertips. So, my friends, make sure you go and check that out. Mr. Singh, let's go a little further. You said that you are a student and that you saw this as a need, and so you started a company after a career in banking, and it's just a startup company because we just started in July. How have things been going? How many visitors have you had coming to the website, and what kind of response are you getting?
Right. Okay. When we started in July, we bought a very basic web server. But in a span of about 10 days, we had to upgrade the server because of the traffic that we got. So in a span of about roughly 2 months, we've had about 4 lakh hits on our website, which is phenomenal going by the fact that we are still in our infancy. We have had about 10,000 visitors. So people are interested. They are coming and checking us out. We've had, every day we are answering so many questions from our consumers. By consumers, I mean students and professors. And they are not just from India. It's a worldwide phenomenon. So about 60% of our crowd is from Southeast Asia. And the 40% of our crowd comes from United States and United Kingdom. Some are even from France and Russia, surprisingly. So the response has been overwhelming. Yeah, that's it. So the response has been overwhelming for us, and I think this is going to only increase. So we are prepared, and we've already finalized, you know, the third quality of web server that we would be going for, because if the traffic goes northwards from here, then we'll have to again upgrade our servers.
And that's a good problem to have, isn't it? To have an upgrade. All right. You know, I noticed that we in the bio that I received, we were talking about it talked about a free internship project as a little goodie. Could you elaborate on that just a little bit?
Yes. So so there are four goodies that we are offering currently. Okay, the first one is that we are offering free internship reports, project reports. So these are actual reports submitted by students across the world. So we are not charging anything for these. The student can just come download these reports and this will be very helpful for new B-School students who've just joined and they have no idea about how to write an internship report. So these kind of reports they will prepare him to write these reports, and these reports are from different specializations, be it HR, finance, marketing, operations, ITs. Okay. The second goodie that we have is that we've started a podcast channel by the name Studio 3, wherein we have recorded talk shows of industry stalwarts who come and talk about career guidance and life after an MBA, after your any kind of MBA, executive, part-time, regular. So they talk about what do they look in candidates while they are hiring, and how's the life after you join as a management trainee in these companies. So these kind of podcasts are very, very helpful for students who are in a place wherein they want to decide which field they should go and what would be exciting for them. So is it a consultancy that they would be excited about, or is it IT they would be excited about, or is it banking they'll be excited about, or electronics or computers? So once they listen to these industry biggies, these giants, they would get a fair idea of what is life about working in these companies. So that's another goodie that we have. The third goodie that we have is that we have a blog wherein we try to educate our readers about everything that is going on in the world related to B-Schools, be it applications, admissions, scholarship, B-School rankings, GMAT scores, how to study for GMAT, what is life after you join an MBA institute. So everything that is going on in the B-School domain, we try and put that in our blog so that the readers can update and upgrade themselves. The fourth goodie that I'm talking about is our USP, actually. So what I'm talking about here is the price of the packages. The best part is that I don't charge per package. We have a concept of credit value. So every package is assigned a credit value. And till the time you reach 30 credit values, the price of the product remains $2. Okay, so it'll only increase to $4 when you cross 30 credit value. So anything from 0 to 30 credit value would cost you $2. And you can have as many packages in your cart as you want. And as long as it is 30 credit value, you'll be only charged $2. And nowhere in the world would you find a package offered to you for $2. So many packages, this kind of data for B-Schools. Nowhere in the world would you find such packages being offered to you for $2.
No, that's very cost effective. I mean, education costs tremendously. I mean, books and information. And as you said, even the information that's outdated costs some money.
Right. So
to offer this at that price and this level of professionalism, it's amazing. What made you keep your price point this low?
The basic idea was that a student will not be able to afford expensive data because it is already there. So for a student, it gets very, very difficult because he is already burdened with an expensive course. B-School courses are known to be expensive, but his regular expenditure on data mining, so that's something which I don't think he has a budget to spend on this kind of data because he's already spending a lot of money on his education. So affordability here becomes a concern for students as a student. So this was my concern. Even when I was a student, it was my concern that if I want the data, if I want these kind of workbooks, if I want these kind of supplements for me to be able to upgrade myself. Those kind of materials were always out of my reach as a student. Financially, it was always out of my reach. So I wanted all of this to be within the reach of students. And the only thing and the only way was to cut down on the cost so much that a student will not mind spending, you know, a student will not mind spending $2 to upgrade his knowledge, to better his submission, to make his submission world class. I don't think $2 is a price that he would not want to pay for a world class submission.
Of course not. Who would balk at fresh content, current content, a one of a kind company, a varied variety of areas, economic areas, and I mean the whole scenario of it is so great. And then on top of that, to have a price point that is so affordable. Wow, I mean that's tremendous. You know, I was looking at your bio and it said that Don Grillo is more like a friend than a key.
Yeah, it's more like a friend. So we are not just looking at making money here. We are here to build relations. We are here to help students. We are here to assist students and professors. We are here to build future managers, and then we want to be the advisors to the world when it comes to B-School. That is our vision, and the basic point here is that you can never be an advisor or a friend or an assistant to anybody without having built trust. Okay, so and trust you can only build when you are friendly, when the consumer feels that, you know, you are not here to just make money. You are also here to listen to him, to listen to his problems, to understand what his concerns are, and then deliver what he wants at the price that he is able to pay. So not what you want to extract from him. So we are looking at a price what a student can pay, and not what we want him to pay.
And that's a wise decision, my friend. That is a wise decision.
Thank you.
Well, once again, my friends, we're talking to the CEO of the startup company, DonGrillo.com, all the way from India. He shared some very important and very good information about the heart of his company, why he does what he does, what he offers, not only to students, but professors, those who are pursuing an MBA or BBA or PhD, and whatever your educational aspirations are, they have the content that you need to make it better in the business world. They are one of the things that as a radio host, they have podcasts of people who actually can share some specific guidance to their students. And they do that out of the kindness and generosity of their hearts. I am just impressed with this company, my friends, and I am excited that he came and wanted to share this information with you guys out there in the radio land. Mr. Singh, one more question before we go ahead and wrap this up. Right. Is there anything at all that you would say to those who will be considering using your company as the basis of a cornerstone for their education? Is there anything that you would say to them that would encourage them to actually do business with you?
Right. So I would like to tell them that, you know, do not look at a $2 thing. What you need to do is, as a student, what they should think is that if they are looking at being hired by companies like Apple or Samsung or Microsoft, companies like these, companies like Goldman Sachs and JP Morgan of the world, if they are looking at being hired by them, they are also competing so with world-class institutes where these companies go and hire. So the competition is stiff. And if you really want to make a mark, if you really want to upgrade yourself, if you really want to make yourself deserving to get into a world-class company, what you need to do is not just score marks in your exams. You also need to build your overall personality. You also need to be very, very prepared when the opportunity comes to you, when these companies come to you. Not just today, even maybe later in life. So when these companies come to you, they want to see an overall personality who would deliver the standards that these companies have set for their consumers. So these companies are looking for anything but the best. So for you to be best, what you need to do is you need to save on time that you are wasting on the web searching for the data that we are providing you at one place. So rather than wasting your time spending, rather than wasting your time looking for that data, looking for material on the web, you come here, you go through the material, you download, you study, and the time that you save here, you can utilize that time in improvising your submissions, in improvising your marks. So the time that goes wasted on searching can be utilized in many other ways, which would upgrade you, make you more deserving to be in these world-class companies.
That sounds perfect, my friend. That really sounds good. And once again, not to worry about the price point, my friend, because it is absolutely,
it's low already. It's very low, yeah.
Yeah, speaking for myself, it's at the right price, But we're glad that you took your time out of your busy day. I know you're heading in the starting of a busy day today, and certainly we're just glad that you stopped by. Gave us this information that our readers and listeners can really utilize for their financial future, the educational future, or whatever endeavors that they're about to embark on educationally. You're providing the materials, the content that they need to be better than the best. That you can't beat that at all.
Right, absolutely.
All right, well, listen, thank you very much for being with us. My friends, once again, the CEO of DonGrilla.com, Mr. Tushar Sain, has been with us, has been our guest. Please support him, even if you just go and tell your friends about it. Go and check out the website. Go and see if there's anything that you can use and be a help to this company. All right, having said that, this is T. Gerard Williams, your host and executive producer of the T. Gerard Williams Show. As always, my friends, I'll see you when I see you. Bye-bye now.
If you're talking about it, it's because we're talking about it. The T. Gerard Williams Show.
Emerging technology, a way to up your financial psychology. It's money you can spend. Let it grow exponentially before you dip in. It's called cryptocurrency. Changing how the world does business. Just make sure you get in on this. Sending money around the world almost free. We don't need a bank's permission, you see. Tell your friends about MLS system. Here to raise our financial wisdom. Countries around the world are jumping in, creating ways to ride the dream. This is lining up to accept Bitcoin. Soon every store will join. Call MLS system to get your coins. Get in the mix, learn the tricks. Bitcoin's a piece in your dollar. 21. Call MLS system to have some fun.
Cryptocurrency, changing how the world does business.